Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Today on Telling Future Generations, I want to do something a little bit different. Instead of sharing with you a devotional thought or a ministry interview or even a children's ministry teacher training, I thought I would take you on a trip around the state to share with you what the ministry of CEF looks like today in each one of our local chapters. My goal and my purpose is not just information, but prayer formation. I believe that now more than ever, our ministry outreach to the children of Illinois is dependent always, yes, on the Lord, but also on the prayers of His people, especially as we walk forward together in this 2021 year. As most of you know, it was almost exactly a year ago this March, even to this very week, when the COVID-19 wave struck our beloved shores here in America. It was like our country was under siege and under attack from an invisible enemy that we couldn't see, yet because it was such a surreal and unknown experience, it struck fear into our hearts. The effect was like falling dominoes from across the world, across our land, and across our state. And for us here in Illinois in CEF, it brought our in-person ministry to children to a screeching halt. In 1 week, we went from ministering to over 2,500 children on a weekly basis through our 93 after-school good news clubs and the public schools down to zero. In just a matter of days, we were completely shut out of all of our ministry to the children in the schools. It was such a sad and difficult time. But God. I know that I've shared with you before, but I just wanted to go back and to give a praise and testimony to the Lord for what He did last year in the midst of the COVID outbreak. It was as if God came and parted the Red Sea and made a way for us to do ministry to children in ways that we could have never possibly imagined or even thought of before COVID. Here is just a sampling of how God made a way for us to minister to children and parted those seas. In a matter of weeks, right after COVID hit, our Creative Illinois staff team came together and also with our CEF International headquarters and jumped right into social media ministry to children. A plethora of internet and online tools were developed for children, families, and even churches, all to minister to children and to share with them the good news of the gospel and to teach them God's word. Our camp staff at Camp Good News here locally, for example, ministered to over 4,000 children last summer through Virtual Camp 2.0. The Three Rivers chapter of CEF in Joliet, Illinois, produced Phi Day Club and Vacation Bible School online videos for children, and these were not only used in local churches in their area, but also even in other states and even countries around the world, just to be a blessing to God's people. It was amazing. Our CEF staff also sent out weekly updates to their network of volunteers and churches to help them in any way they could, especially when children and families were shut out of their local churches and Sunday schools. Well, not only did our staff engage in social media ministry, but also in literature distribution ministry. To date, our CEF staff statewide has distributed over 11,000 Do You Wonder Why gospel booklets, all to help point children to Christ so they would know the hope that we have in Christ for such a time as this. You know, there are so many other things I could share with you what God did during this difficult time, but little by little, God directed our steps and showed us His path as we were slowly able to resume face-to-face ministry to children. We praise the Lord that last summer that God opened the door and we were able to have 63 backyard house-to-house 5-day clubs in person with the children, reaching over 700 children with the gospel. These children were so excited to come to club. They were not only hungry to see other children and be with other children again, but also they were hungry to hear and learn God's word. It was such a precious summer of ministry outreach to the children and to families and local churches, even in the midst of COVID. Then this past fall, even though ministry in the public schools was mostly shut down, our staff across the state were able to hold outdoor Bible clubs and seasonal party club outreaches for children, or even to hold weekly Good News clubs in local churches and in homes. Susan Bradshaw, for example, from Decatur, who is now officially on staff with CEF as a field ministry coordinator for the Lincolnland area, started a weekly Grandma's Good News Club in her home since last August. She has now had the joy of seeing her two grandchildren come to Christ and see them grow and knowing God's word. Again, what else can we say but praise the Lord? But now here we are in March. So what does the ministry in CF look like today? Well, just this past week, we had a Zoom staff meeting with our area local directors from around the state. And even though we were not able to meet in person, it was such a blessing to see one another's faces again and to hear what the Lord is doing in each of their areas. Over 20 years ago this year, I became the CF State Director for Illinois back in 2000. And I remember Rosemary Allball, my mentor, teacher, and the former CF State Director of Illinois, saying to me one day, "When I want to list all the local areas and staff in our state and to remember each one by their location, I do that by thinking around the state chapter by chapter." You know, that just always stuck with me. So that's what I would like to do with you right now, and just to share with you what God is doing chapter by chapter as we think around and share prayer requests from around the state. And I also remember that Rosemary, for some reason, she just always started with that top western part of our state near the Iowa border, which is the West Central local chapter in that Quad Cities area. So that's where we'll begin in our trip around the state. Please pray for the West Central area, because that area has been struggling because they have been without a local director for several years now. And now, just recently, our former retired director, Jenny McNeil, passed away unexpectedly this past month. And it was a sad time. But even in the midst of these difficult days, we still see the Lord's hand at work. We praise the Lord for bringing additional people on the West Central Committee, including three retired school teachers who are just chomping at the bit to get back into the public school to start after-school good news clubs, especially in the Quad Cities area. Please pray with us as these ladies are meeting together with the school administrators this month and just getting in a conversation with them about starting a brand new after-school good news club in the fall with a new CF Church Partnership ministry team. And then later on this month, we have a radio interview scheduled up there in the Quad Cities. And then in the month of April, we're scheduling a teacher training to help equip and launch a new after-school good news clubs in the West Central chapter, again, Lord willing, this coming fall. You know, then after we think around the state from the West Central chapter and we do a skip, jump, and a hop from the Quad Cities, we then come to the Northwest chapter, which is in Rockford, Illinois. And there we have a multi-staff team working together there that has been doing a rock-solid job in ministry in Rockford for decades. Some of you may not know this, but Rockford is actually the third in line of a CF ministry started in our country. Way back in 1941, when the bombs were dropping over Pearl Harbor, children were already gathering in people's homes and CF Good News Clubs held in Rockford, Illinois, to hear the good news of the gospel. The Northwest chapter there in Rockford has great longevity and an amazing history through the years. However, I would ask that you would also pray for them, as our local director of over 25 years, Glenda Dukey, just called me this week to let me know of her future retirement plans. And that took me by surprise. I will so greatly miss her, but I am thankful for her phone call and her heads up and time to prepare in the next couple years. But Glenda also did share with me some great news, some good news, that she believes that the Lord has raised up a future local director in that area to take her place, that has a vast ministry background and even a missions background, and has a tremendous heart for the Lord and for the children. You know, how all this unfolds, we'll just leave it in the Lord's hands. But we appreciate your prayers as we remember our Lord's words in Matthew that says, "The harvest is great, the laborers are few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send out laborers to his harvest field." In addition to these possible staff changes in the Northwest chapter, we also pray for their upcoming summer ministry. Glenda also excitedly shared with me that they are taking their nine counties that the Northwest chapter covers and dividing them into five different ministry areas, and they are praying and trusting the Lord even now to raise up five ministry coordinators and also a total of 10 summer missionaries this summer, two from each one of those five areas, so they can have a full summer harvest of reaching boys and girls through the backyard Friday clubs with the good news of the gospel. Again, what else is there to say but praise the Lord? The two other chapters at the top of the state are the Fox Valley chapter, which covers the Elgin and Aurora areas, and also the Northeast chapter, which covers Zion County, which is just north of Chicago. For Fox Valley, here again, we really appreciate your prayers because we've had some staff changes as well. Currently, we are without a local director for the Fox Valley area, and we're really in the rebuilding stage of not only with our staff, the ministry, but also the local committee. Please pray that the Lord would guide and direct us, as we would also love to find a way to still have a summer ministry there in Fox Valley this coming summer. The Northeast chapter in Zion is really a happening chapter. We now have 4 people on staff serving there, including our new local director, Cheryl Zverbalis, who is a former school teacher. Cheryl and her team are doing a fantastic job. Even now in the midst of COVID recovery, they have ongoing ministry to children through several online Zoom Good News Clubs, and they're working together with local churches, partnering together with them, and they're hosting Good News Clubs in their local churches as a community outreach together with CEF. But a big prayer request that Cheryl also shared with us at our Zoom staff meeting is that they are praying for double the number of summer clubs, double the number of summer missionaries, and double the number of children reached this summer for Christ. I thought about that and I just said, well, that's great. Double sounds good to me. As we drop down below Chicago, because in our CEF world, CEF Chicago is considered a separate state, we then drop down, we come to Joliet, Illinois, area that encompasses 3 surrounding counties, including going to the eastern part of our state over by Kankakee. Mike Fox and his son Steve and their CEF staff and local committee, they are doing a wonderful job in creative ways of ministering to children, even training their volunteers as well in the midst of COVID. Each week, their CEF staff hosts several online CEF Good News Clubs with over 60 children enrolled. They also have distributed thousands of gospel materials for children to local churches. And this summer, despite some health and some physical challenges that some of their staff members have, they are planning on doing live online 5-day clubs, making available to churches and also to host homes as a community neighborhood outreach to the children. Well, since we've now traveled around the top of our state, let's now drop down to the very bottom of our state, all the way down to Southern Illinois. In 2016, God raised up a volunteer ministry coordinator, Robin Williams, and also established a local committee. And together they have rolled up their sleeves and worked and labored in Southern Illinois in reaching children for Christ. And right before COVID hit, they were up to about 16 elementary schools that they were in, reaching hundreds and hundreds of children for Christ each week. Of all the areas in our state, it is Southern Illinois that seems to be the most open in the schools. Currently, they are in 3 local schools and are getting ready to start a 4th club in a school, with perhaps more to come as they one by one approach administrators about restarting the clubs. One district superintendent even shared with Robin that he would love to see an after-school Good News Club established in every elementary school in his district, and he wants them to come in now. You know, Southern Illinois is wide and vast, encompassing 19 counties. Please pray for Robin and the Southern Illinois Committee, and pray also for their ministry outreach to the children this summer. You know, we still have some ways to go as we think around the state and as we share prayer requests from around the state. So we ask that you would lift these prayer requests that we have shared with you, not just for information, but prayer formation. And then we hope you join us again next week as we continue to share what God is doing right now here in the ministry of CEF of Illinois. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
So please tell me again.